I do have some good weather news this afternoon. Unfortunately, it's not going to be spectacular spring weather over the next couple of days, but at least the worst of this storm is just about done. Conditions will improve heading into tonight, at least in terms of the heavy rain and also the worst of the wind. And before all of this, it was a rather prolonged winter weather event across portions of our area. Fortunately, temperatures have warmed enough that for most of us now, we're dealing with temperatures above freezing and mainly just rainy conditions, though there might still be a pocket or two near or below the freezing mark. But again, for most of us now, it's gone over to rain. The rain will be heavy at times in spots over the next few hours, so if you happen to be caught under a downpour, which may be mixed with a rumble or two of thunder, keep in mind that those heavy downpours can lead to localized flooding, and an important safety reminder to never attempt to drive through a flooded roadway or walk through a flooded area, as you don't know how deep the water is, and it really doesn't take much water to overcome you or your vehicle. Of course, the other concern is the wind. It's been quite gusty through the day, and we continue with the potential for some damaging wind gusts, with the worst of the wind expected along the western slopes of the Greens, but all of us have the chance to see some gusty winds. The good news is that wind should really ease up as we head into tonight. So even though it will still be on the breezy side, the potential for damaging wind gusts will tend to diminish as we head into tonight. And as we head into tonight, temperatures will once again cool down. So we're looking at lows mainly in the 30s across our area. So it'll be chilly again with a mix of some rain and snow showers as the night moves along. And tomorrow looks to be another cool day, so after we warmed up a little bit today, it'll be on the chilly side tomorrow, with again a scattering of rain and snow showers as the day moves along. Same deal on Wednesday, with some spotty rain and snow showers. It'll remain chilly as well, as the temperatures are only going to be in the 40s over the next several days, and there's another shot at some light rain and snow on Thursday, with highs again in the 40s, so we're not looking at all like we would probably want for this time of year on the thermometer as we go through much of this week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers, breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and cool with scattered rain and snow showers, high 38 to 46. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers, breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and cool with scattered rain and snow showers, high 38 to 46. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and cool with scattered showers, highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and cool with scattered rain and snow showers, highs in the low to mid 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy, a few scattered rain and snow showers, but it's mainly dry, highs in the 40s to near 50. On Thursday, cloudy and cool with some light rain and snow, and highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.